Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen. Today's topic, as usual, is based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called, Do You Give Your Kids Allowance? My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. I tweet a lot, and I've been tweeting about this column, and given the current situation in Washington, I've been thinking we should give our politicians an allowance, and I would trust my kids with the money a little bit more than I trust them with an unlimited amount. But since I never do politics, we won't go there. Today, I'm happy to say we have our regular lineup with Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for teen rap, and Jim Scheinberg for family financial matters. I think I told you last week that I started writing some articles for a really cool new website called 12most.com, and they actually published two of mine this week, the 12 most compelling reasons to pick up the tab and the 12 most incredible dads. Now, the latter was the first one I thought of and the first one that I actually wrote for them, but it turns out to be the third one they published. You would think coming up with a list of dads would be easy. It actually proved to be a very challenging idea, because where do you take that list from? Real dads, fictional dads, biblical dads, dads you know, famous dads, movie dads, TV dads? I went through a lot of thinking, and the list I came up with would probably surprise you. And I've been inviting people to add dads they think are missing from that list in the comments section. So you are invited to do that, and that can include your own dad, and certainly you can put a little testimony of why your dad belongs on that list. I will admit the only dad that is unknown on that list was my dad, because I'm the writer. I put him on it. He deserved it. You can email me questions of any kind at bruce@brucesalen.com. You can follow me on Twitter @BruceSalen. And please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. That's A Dad's Point of View. It's the Facebook page. It's not a group. It's a page. Don't ask me the difference, but ours is a page, and we now have over 4,000 dads and moms from all over the world that like the A Dad's Point of View page. We also have an ongoing chat, a Twitter chat. Again, yet another social media evolution has come from Twitter. It's called Tweet Chats, and ours is Dad Chat. You use the hashtag or the number sign followed by DADCHAT, and it is live every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. West Coast time. And we are having perfect synergy this week, because my radio show is about allowance. A Dad's Point of View comic strip that will premiere tonight in Dad Chat is about allowance. And the column this week is about allowance. So it's very fitting. I'm not always so synergistic, but it is nice when it works out that way. Some of my listeners and some of the stations that carry our show broadcast on Saturday and Sunday. And that means some of you will be listening to this show literally on the one-decade anniversary of 9/11. And while I'm not devoting the show to reflections on 9/11, I do not want to let the occasion go by without a little reflection of my own. And I have no prepared words. I know that Pastor Drew will be offering some sentiments that I've asked him to share regarding 9/11, but it was a powerful memory. There are very few memories in your life that you can refer to and know exactly where you were, and in thinking about that, know exactly how you were feeling. The first such memory like that for me was when my mother picked me up from school when I was around a sixth grader, and it was the day that JFK had been assassinated. Don't try to do the math, because it makes me out to be a lot older than I really am. And I remember sitting in the car with my mother. She was listening to the car radio, and I was too young to really understand the gravity of the situation. But that was the first one in my life that stuck with me. There have been a few others. John Lennon's death, for some reason, was one of those. The Challenger explosion was another. And probably as powerful as any in my life was 9/11. I am sure anybody over the age of about 15 remembers where they were. I was in our house. I was still married to my boy's mom. We're long since divorced. And I don't know if anybody else was around, but I don't know if they were upstairs, but I was in the kitchen, and I had the TV on, and this event was unfolding, and I just watched in shock, terror, fear, as it unfolded, and there was only at first one plane that hit the towers. Nobody, of course, knew exactly what was going on. Was it a freak accident? It didn't strike me as anything of what it turned out to be. So it was a powerful, powerful thing to experience. And it is a memory I will remember. I will definitely not cherish it. I wish it had never happened. But it is powerfully in my mind. I might add that sponsor slots are open for those of you that would like to sponsor the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. You just email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. We learn a lot of things in life, and I'm sure there are a lot of life lessons you can learn from 9/11. And that is, of course, my cue to my engineer, who hopefully is ready. He usually is asleep, but I think he's awake this time to play our next life lesson. This is, in fact, I think, number 10. So, Richard, go for it.
You got to act. Accentuate the positive, eliminate, I need the negative, latch on to the...
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. Do not judge others. Let's be clear on that. Do not judge others. Empathy is a simple but very important word. How often do we pass a homeless person without a thought or a glance? Or hear a friend's problem and promptly forget about it? Until you really do as the song says and walk a mile in someone's shoes, you can't really know what he or she may be going through. Too often, we are too caught up in our own problems, big or small, to pay attention to someone else's problems, which I suggest are usually bigger than yours. A little reflection upon someone else is a good thing to do now and then. It feeds the soul. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
Welcome back to the show. Do Not Judge Others was the name of that A Dad's Point of View life lesson. All the life lessons are available to listen to on BruceSound.com. I post them after they've premiered on the show, so sometime later when I get around to it, I will put that one up and you can listen to it. It will be soon, I promise. So do you give your kids allowance? Do your kids get an allowance? Do they have to earn it? Money is on everyone's mind these days, and it was a spirited topic actually during my dad chat last Thursday. And one of the members of the dad chat, a regular by the name of Chuck Flagg, who is a travel agent, he had a really interesting plan that he shared with our various participants of dad chat about how he was allocating allowance for his daughter. And he's a stay-at-home dad to an 8-year-old girl, married, and he was sharing it with us, and I said, you know what, Chuck? I said, this is all by virtue of tweets, so you understand. It's fascinating how these conversations take place. I said, why don't we write a column together on this subject of allowance? And he graciously agreed to do so, and we ended up writing the first A Dad's Point of View column that I've had a co-writer with. And it was a totally easy and smooth and great experience. I may even do it again. It is on my website, and he shared that he and his wife follow a version of Clark Howard's plan from his book, Clark Smart Parents, Clark Smart Kids, which I had never heard of before. And he said they give her $1 per week per grade level. So as a third grader, she's now earning $3 a week. And he said, and I quote him from the column, my wife and I believe the best way for our daughter to learn about money and finance is to earn her allowance. Year after year, we increase her responsibilities as we increase her allowance. He went on further to say that they encourage, and again, I'm quoting him, we encourage our daughter to save because we double any cash she has not spent, including money for birthdays from grandparents, etc., twice a year. On her birthday and Christmas, we count the cash in her piggy bank and double it. We then take that cash and put it in an UGMA account. What is that? Something to the miners account. Unified Gross Miners Account. I'm not good with those acronyms. Anyway, he goes on to say that this year she wants an iPad and already has one picked out. Instead of doubling her money this year, I have offered her the daddy match. If she can save up half of it, we will pay the other half. I think that's just phenomenal what Chuck did. And I will go on to share with you some of my ideas during the last portion of our dad chat, our show today. I'm thinking of dad chat. It's on my mind. We are Going to have Wayne Levine with us for the men's room and get his thoughts on allowance. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it's a break. So we will be back shortly with the men's room and Wayne Levine. This is the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view.